12:46 hours on Thursday, May 24th, 2012. Ready to call the IRS business and specialty tax line. 1-800-829-4933.
Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service Business and Specialty Tax Line.
One.
You can also at www.irs.gov. To continue in English, press or say 1.
One.
Para continuar en to find out about tax provisions regarding health care or the new merchant card report, you can apply for an EIN by accessing the business section of our website at www.irs.gov. Your call will be transferred to the Employer Identification Department. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred. We estimate your wait time to be greater than 15 minutes.
It is now 12:47 hours on Thursday, May 24th, 2012.
We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Thank you. representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Thank you. representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Thank you. agents are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold.
It is now 13:08 hours. Hello?
Hello, Revenue Service. This is Ms. Boykin. My identification is 0790278. And how may I assist you?
Okay, just confirming your employer employee ID number is 0790278, and I missed your name.
Ms. Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N.
Okay, Ms. Boykin, I just want you to know that it is my policy to record conversations whenever I'm being recorded or potentially being recorded, as I was informed when I made this call. What I'm trying to achieve is, as I understand it, I need a 147C letter. Basically, I need a document that confirms what our employer identification number is, or our tax ID number is.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay, so you need that information faxed to you today or mailed to you?
Faxed. You don't email, you just fax or regularly mail it, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, so what is it that you need from me to accomplish that?
Well, let me get some information from you first.
Okay.
Get you verified, and then I can fax that information directly over to you, okay?
That'll be fine.
Can I have your name?
My name is Robert Colaco, and that's spelled C-O-L-A-C-O.
And your phone number?
818-574-8911.
Thank you. And what type of entity are we verifying?
Okay. Can you make sure that you have my phone number correct by repeating it back to me?
Sure. I have area code 818-574-8911.
That is correct. Okay. The type of entity, it's a political organization.
Okay. And what is your association with the political organization?
I am the founder, the volunteer national chairman, and its senior treasurer. And so I wear.
So you're an officer.
Well, you could say I'm an officer. That could work.
Okay. Are you responsible or a duly authorized member to receive this information?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me get you verified first. May I have your social security number?
Okay, I don't think that that was placed on the form to start with.
But if you're stating you're a responsible party or you are a member of this political organization, in order for me to fax this information to you, I need to verify with whom I'm speaking with. So, in order for me to verify that, I would need your social security number. If you don't want to provide your social security number, that's fine. I can still take the information from you, but I'll have to send a letter out to the address of record. I wouldn't be able to fax anything over for you today.
Okay, well, and that's obviously as far as within the law or regulations of the Internal Revenue Service, what you just stated to me, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, very good. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually pause my recording on my side so as to give you my social security number, and then I will start recording again. So hold on for just a minute.
So you're recording. I'm sorry, sir. Let me verify something with you first. You're recording this conversation?
I am, as I stated when you got on the line. It is my policy to record conversations whenever I am being recorded or potentially being recorded, as I was informed was the case when I made this call. So I informed you.
Okay, give me one. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say that. But give me one moment. Let me check some information to see if I can assist you while you're recording our phone call.
Well, you are.
Give me one moment, okay?
Well, Ms. Boykin, before you go. Ms. Boykin, before you go. It is, as I understand it, it is the policy of the Internal Revenue Service. It was told to me as I made this call that you folks are, whatever the exact wording was, but basically you are recording or potentially recording this phone call. So it is my policy to do so whenever I'm being recorded. When I called, when I've made my two previous calls to attempt to acquire this information, this 147C letter, Mr. Roberts 2 days ago, well actually on Monday in Ogden, Utah, did not object to that, and Mr. Rico, ID number 705693, did not object to that about a half an hour ago. So I just want
sir,
you to
I'm not, I'm not objecting to it, sir. I just need to check some information as far as the Internal Revenue Service policies on other individual recording our phone call. I'm not familiar with that policy offhand, so that's why I'm saying I need you to hold for me so that way I can check Internal Revenue Service's policy to see if I can continue with you.
Okay.
So just give me a few moments. Let me check that information,
And if somebody tells you that it is not within the policy, then I would need to speak to whoever that individual is. So just a heads up.
Well, I'm not checking with an individual. I'm checking with the policies as far as with the Internal Revenue Service.
Okay.
All the laws and the regulations are written. So let me do some research. I'm not stating that I'm not going to be able to help you. I need to check to see if I can help you, okay?
All right, fine. If we get disconnected, I will expect you to call within 5 minutes. Thank you very much. I will hold on.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I do appreciate your patience while I was researching. So actually, with the Internal Revenue Service, we don't allow individuals to record the calls.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm still here.
So what I can do for you is, if you're going to continue to record the call, I can't assist you.
Okay.
It is against Internal Revenue Service policy.
Okay.
Now, I can assist you if you're going to discontinue recording the call. However, if you continue to record the call, we do not let outside parties record our calls.
All right. Well, I'm sure it would be pointless to argue any points with you. So I am now asking you to transfer me to the highest ranking manager that you are able to reach at this time. Who would that be?
Okay. We actually don't transfer calls to supervisors. The Internal Revenue Service policy is I can write a referral, and the supervisor is available to call you back within the next 48 hours. And those are 48 business hours.
All right.
So we don't have supervisors available to come to the phone, and we don't transfer to supervisors.
All right. Well, that's
so
another...
If you'd like, sir, I can write up that referral and have someone call you back.
Well, you can write a referral, but I think... But once again, it's a flawed... it's a disgusting, flawed policy. You are recording on your end. It's only fair that whatever the number is, 1 out of 1 million or 2 million or whatever the number is of the persons, of the people that have the ability to record and would want to record, to be allowed to record. Mm-hmm. But obviously you're the wrong person to talk to, but you are giving me no option as far as resolving this issue, because you're telling me it's another trash, a revolting policy of having no...
I mean, sir, only thing I can do for you is give you the Internal Revenue Service's policies. I understand that you would like to record your phone call, but unfortunately, with the Internal Revenue Service, that's not something that we do here over the phone.
All right, very good. Then,
over the phone, we don't record conversations.
Okay. Please do not speak so we're not competing with who's speaking. I will give you the floor once I'm done. Then I am requesting that whoever it is return my call, even though that means if they call when I am not in my office available to receive the call, then basically I will go through this ongoing disgusting policy. So go ahead and refer the call. Use the information, my contact information that I have given you, and I will now get off the phone so that I can call the commissioner of the IRS. Are you going to do so, Ms. Boykin? You
yes,
can talk.
Yes, sir. I will send the referral to my supervisor.
Very good. You have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
39 minutes, 42 seconds taken on the call. It is now 13:26 hours on Thursday, May the 24th, 2012, end of conversation and call to the Internal Revenue Service to obtain the IRS employer identification number, and so that takes care of that.